Representative Sandy Pope Roberts is a Democrat from Verona, concerned about the meat people eat. She wants state agencies to give purchasing preference to certain meat and poultry providers, those which use antibiotics only when animals are sick, not to prevent illness or make animals grow faster.
There are huge health concerns. The U.S. Center for Disease Control, the CDC, has declared antibiotic resistance as one of its top concerns.
The National Academies of Sciences has blamed antibiotics in meat for adding to the problem. Opponents of the legislation call it an economic hammer. They say it attempts to limit substances that have Food and Drug Administration approval and which limit animal outbreaks. The Wisconsin Agri-Service Association represents grain and feed dealers, some of whom sell products containing antibiotics. Executive Director John Petty plans to testify against the bill when it comes up for a hearing this week.
Does that mean that if this bill passed, prisoners in the state of Wisconsin jails and prisons are going to be eating all organic at substantially higher prices?
The bill would change food purchasing rules of state agencies and school districts, along with technical colleges and the UW system. Pope Roberts predicts the cost difference would be minimal and says the meat would not necessarily have to be organic. The bill aims to reduce the consumption of antibiotics, not prevent it. State agencies would not be required to buy the meat, just give preference to such providers. Still, feed dealers argue if humans are less resistant to certain bacteria because of antibiotic residue in meat, a federal agency like the FDA should deal with it, not state lawmakers. Pope Roberts says it can take federal officials a long time to take a drug off the market.
There's an immediate problem, and the solution that the FDA has takes a long time coming. So we need to do something more proactive than that.
The FDA did recently ban two antibiotics used in poultry production, and more companies are marketing meat produced without the drugs. And there's also a bill in Congress which would phase out the use of antibiotics in livestock feed if those antibiotics are important to human medicine. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.